Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hi there, this is Bertrand Tungandame, Senior Producer at ITV Radio, and I'm thrilled to host this special episode of Australia Explained. Today, we'll delve into the understanding the profound connections First Nations have with the land.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know, so mainly for our people.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have a profound spiritual connection to their land, which intertwines with their identity, sense of belonging, and ways of life. It represents their ancestral home, the foundation of their existence and keeper of their story.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff and often explained this on tour. I learned from old people to share with the young.
Auntie Deirdre Martin, a Wolbunga woman of the Yuin Nation, embodies this profound connection as a respected elder and an Aboriginal Discovery Ranger, working with National Park and Wildlife Service on Dharawal Country in New South Wales. She says, land is not an entity to be owned, but rather an inseparable part of her that needs to be respected and cared for.
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath. And it will be our last.
The connection between First Nations peoples and their land runs incredibly deep, such that simply being in proximity to their land is enough to evoke a sense of belonging that transcends words.
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm travelling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Kaiama Bend, I look down the coast and the feeling of belonging just overcomes me and I think, I'm home.
Desmond Campbell is a proud Gurindji and Alawa Angalakan man from the Northern Territory and CEO of Welcome to Country, an organisation aiming to champion the growth of wealth and success within Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. He expresses similar emotions when returning home to his country.
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build, and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just will never leave you.
He said it's a place where you can be who you are and feel safe.
Very joyful, happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. And although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday. Every time we go there, it's just so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language. And people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
Mr. Campbell emphasizes the importance of regularly returning to his ancestral land, not only for the preservation of his culture and language, but also for the profound spiritual connection it fosters. The connection empowers him to effectively lead his organization.
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organisation like Welcome to Country. Through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
Mr. Campbell explains that his spiritual connection with the land comes from the stories that he was told as a child, which also contained important knowledge and lessons about the land.
My Gurindji side, which is on my father's side, that's desert country. The animals are different. The seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for cultural harvesting.
Bradley Hardy is a proud Nyema, Kuma and Gamilaroi man and a modern day custodian of the Brewerina Aboriginal fish traps situated alongside the Barwon River. He says the river is his blood and identification.
I live about 700 metres north of the fish trap, so I live on the deep part of the river. I'm a river person, and off that river, I'm a black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those as to become one.
Mr. Hardy continues to tell stories and histories of his land, working as a local guide for the Brewerina Aboriginal Cultural Museum. He says it's his duty to keep the stories alive by passing it down to the next generation.
I'm fortunate enough, I was around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff and often explain this on tour. I learn from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the fish traps in the museum that the tour is never about me, but it's about honouring my old people, sharing with the young, and laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world. And it's our duty to do that as people.
Known to be one of the oldest human constructions in the world, the fish traps are made of rocks strategically placed in U shapes and C shapes, not only to hide and catch, but to allow for some fish to bypass and continue its life cycle. Mr. Bradley says it's a sacred site where many tribes came together.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know, so mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past year. We don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places like the traps. Try to do keep preserving our stuff and sharing our stuff.
The National Parkway Anti-Deirdre Works has a plethora of sacred sites and landscapes that hold great significance for First Nations peoples. She too points out the importance of having the knowledge of these sites before you visit them, such as the men's sites and the women's sites, which are specific for these genders, for example.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's sites. We all have a responsibility to our country by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going up there because the actual site that I take them down to is to a women's site, and I could share that story. Sort of hard because you have a lot of male going down there.
However, engaging with local Indigenous communities about these sites or researching them through the local land council won't only demonstrate respect, it also provides an invaluable opportunity to uncover the true history of First Nations peoples.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here or whether it be a lot of our other history too, or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history, so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff, but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff, but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Yumi Oba, hosted by me, Bertrand Wendami.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.